email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon, and welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Over the weekend, things happening in Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, he stated that it is absolutely necessary to talk to Vladimir Putin. He will continue to do so, as will the French president, Emmanuel Macron. And Macron stated that he's ready to go to Moscow in exchange for certain gestures from Putin. Didn't say what the gestures would be. And then Maria Zakharova, she stated in an interview that the Ukraine that you and I have known within the borders that used to be no longer exists and will never exist again. There is so much taking place internationally that we're seeing a shift, or there is a shift taking place in the global structure of the world, and the New World Order, the Western powers, are in a very difficult battle with Russia and with the nations that have not aligned themselves with the United States are also presently working with Russia, China, India, these big nations, resisting the plans of the Western globalist powers. Boris Johnson, the Western powers are so shaken that Johnson, from a Prime Minister of England, Britain, he said, "Time is now the vital factor. Everything will depend on whether Ukraine can strengthen its ability to defend its soil faster than Russia can renew its capacity to attack. Our task is to enlist time on Ukraine's side." And then NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg, he stated, "We must prepare for the fact that it could take years. We must not let up supporting Ukraine, even if the costs are high, not only for military support, also because of rising energy and food prices." And as Zelensky of Ukraine, "We will definitely hold out. We will definitely win." So, insanity has become the new normal. Insanity has become the new normal. The nations in Eastern Europe do not want another 20-year war. They don't want an Afghanistan to be repeated in their area. Ukraine, Zelensky, he is an operative of the United States government, of NATO, of the European nations. These nations, these countries, are united in an objective to bring in a new global system, a new world order, an order of the ages. They will not relent. They will not back down. The attitude of the Western powers, not just the attitude, but they have realized that they have started something they must finish. If they do not defeat Russia, if they do not stop Russia, halt Russia, in the effectiveness of Vladimir Putin's diplomacy with the other non-Western leaning countries, then the New World Order is going to wait another 100 years to come into existence. They cannot wait, will not wait another 100 years. They will destroy the planet to get their way. They will destroy the nations. They will starve the people of the nations to death. If they can't starve them to death, they will murder them through vaccinations, through diseases, through plagues, or war. And they're willing to do that to take control of the world. Vladimir Putin is fully aware of the plans by the real rulers of the world that sit in the two societies. And I emphasize this continually because there are no other societies as powerful as the two that I mentioned repeatedly on this program. Pilgrim Society in London, Pilgrim Society in New York City. These two occult societies are pressing to take over the world. They have been pressing for 100 years. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Anita McAllister here. Medicare open enrollment is over, and it's time to talk about some money-saving solutions to help you with out-of-pocket healthcare costs you may be exposed to. Need a dental plan? I've got a great one for you. Call me at 970-515-6882. Are you under 65 and self-employed? I also work with Christian-based health shares. These can save an average of 35% over traditional health insurance. 970-515-6882.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GotsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Was forced to invade and to go on the offensive against the Nazi military-funded military forces in Ukraine. Since the beginning of this, Russian military forces, this is what they've destroyed. They've destroyed 207 aircraft, 132 Ukrainian helicopters or helicopters and equipment in the conflict, 1,249 unmanned aerial vehicles, which are drones, 344 anti-aircraft missile systems, 3,683 tanks and other armored combat vehicles, 562 multiple rocket launcher combat vehicles, 2,043 field artillery pieces and mortars, as well as 3,715 units of special military vehicles. Russia is not losing this battle in Ukraine. The Western press, the media, is continually bombarding the airwaves and media with the thought that Volodymyr Zelensky is going to be able to win this conflict on behalf of the United States and NATO and the European powers. This is absolutely not correct. Russia is winning this battle. And the trust And this is a Ukrainian general staff member. He reported that the trust in media is plummeting worldwide as people are avoiding the news. People are tired of hearing the news because they don't know what to believe. Russia is winning this war. And the American strategy, and it was an American strategy, part of the strategy was they felt the time was right. Russia, Vladimir Putin, has made Russia too powerful militarily since Vladimir Putin took presidency in Russia. Not in the Soviet Union, just in Russia. Since he became president, one of the first things he did is he began to build Russia's military. Why did he do this? Because he realized the betrayal of the Clinton administration in the 90s. They stated that they would never move NATO. They would not try to get NATO, more NATO nations closer to Russian borders. And you might say the pin that held everything together, or the what was the target is Ukraine. If the United States could get missiles placed in Ukraine, they could basically hold Russia hostage. Putin knew this. He knew at the end of the Clinton administration, the Clintons said they would not try to move any more missile sites closer to Russia. They would not try to bring in more of the Eastern nations, Eastern European nations, into the NATO bloc, which they weren't good to their word. And Putin knew this. When he took power, immediately he began to build a military. Immediately, Vladimir Putin began to build relationships with the presidents and the ministries in the old Soviet blocs. Immediately, Putin began to build relationships more with China and India and Asian nations. He couldn't build relationship really with Japan or with South Korea, because those were pretty much, or Taiwan, because those are really American. We control these nations. Australia, he couldn't do much there. But in South Africa or in Africa, he also was a diplomatic. Through diplomatic means, he began to help. Just like China is helping the nations, Russia began to help nations also in Africa. He was successful. Then, with his the matter of energy, the Middle East, Putin has watched. The Middle East has been the source of petroleum. And he knew that if he began to invest in the oil fields in Russia and Siberia, that was the liquid gold of the future. But speaking of gold, he also began to acquire as much physical gold, not ounces, tons, as possible, because he had a strategy. And the strategy, he's done so much in secret, but now the strategy is out in the open. Because of his strategy, and because of the way that Russia, in a sense, has been a ally to most of the European nations, he's always been, in one way or the other, tied into the United Nations, or into the EU, the nations of Europe, Western Europe. And he became, through his strategy to sell oil, to run pipelines out of Serbia, out of Russia, to Europe, that strategy was brilliant. They needed energy. It was cheaper to bring it through pipelines rather than through ships from the Middle Eastern nations. And what I'm saying is, the United States and the globalists of the West realized there had to come a time when they had to take action. And they did take action. They were been planning to take action since World War II. The little, you might say, colony the Nazi Party stationed in Ukraine was a strategy that would eventually he put to use, and it has been put to use. I'm trying to cover a lot of the facets of all that's going on. Afghanistan. We pulled out of Afghanistan because the priority had to be Ukraine. Not just the nation, but to stop Russia. Vladimir Putin, all of the decisions he had been making have really helped Russia as a people. Another strategy. Putin, for the most part, he eliminated communism from Russia. Communism was on the wane back at the time before Yeltsin, of Gorbachev, about the late 1980s. And Christianity was once again becoming it was cleansing the God hatred of Russia that communism brought in. Russian Orthodox Church, Putin allowed the people in Russia to worship and to pray and to go to church, and to he helped them after he took office to once again put finances back in their pocket so they could have relief from the hardships of the previous 90 years, roughly 80 years. He's done quite a bit for Russia. Well, in the West, there's been a reversal. You take a Christian nation like the United States of America, which was basically Christian in culture, in thought, and you introduce socialism, communism, government control, all of the government programs, and you get the people to begin to trust and look to government for everything, including their food through all the programs. And then what you do is you allow open the borders, and it's a curse. God said in the Old Testament, in Jeremiah, that one of the curses that would come on an end time empire would be an influx or a stream or a flood of foreigners that would invade and destroy the balance economically of a nation. This would be a curse. And God said in Jeremiah that this would happen. It has happened. And what would happen within this end time empire, you would have an inverted totalitarianism, an inverted system, where it was the people that were the primary structure. But at the end, the people would be basically useless. It would be government, non-governmental organizations. It would be corporations. It would be multinational corporations, companies, tied in, working directly with the government, and actually not just working with the government, but actually, in a sense, controlling the political process and the process of power within our government. It has happened. America has become a different creature just in the last 2 years. We're getting to see what the creature really, what has been hidden in disguise. Now we see what America really is. And I always go back to the Project for a New American Century. When I read about the Project for a New American Century, the opportunity that the America had to be the world leader, the global power, the minute I read that, I knew it had already been in motion, and it was already at that time in like 1990, it was already the reality. But I realized that now the United States would even be more involved in controlling everything on this planet. And we have gone that way. Vladimir Putin He has given new life to Xi Jinping in China, and Modi, I think it is, of India. We'll get back in a few minutes. We'll continue. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast, 1350kgc.com. We'll be back.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And we're continuing. So Vladimir Putin has been successful in strengthening Russia, making Russia great politically, economically, and militarily. Now, the reason he has done this is because Russia has a prophecy in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39. Russia, at the end of the world prior to Christ's return in early in the last decade, must be powerful. must be ready and dressed for battle and prepared for her destiny. And that destiny is not going to end in Ukraine. Ukraine is the way in which Russia is going to be, it will be able to diplomatically work out new friendships with the members of the old Soviet Union, with some of the Islamic nations like Syria, and, well, it's always been, and like Turkey and Iran. And Russia is going to have a group of close friends that are going to join her in a coming battle. The coming battle is going to be on the mountains of Israel, east of the Jordan River. As we're watching Ukraine, our focus has been taken off of Israel for this audience, because there are many people of faith that listen, and Jewish people that are in the Messianic community, interested to know what will happen as we're moving into the next months and years with the nation of Israel. Well, Russia has to be prepared, and she is to be a leader and a protector for other nations that will join her on a campaign to invade Israel. The United States wants to destroy Israel, and I do believe there's a satanic strategy behind it, because if the United States can destroy Russia and force Russia into a conflict in which America and Russia engage in battle, Russia won't be able to fulfill the prophecies in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Do I think the Pentagon of this country is aware of the prophecies of Russia? I do. I believe not only the United States, but I believe other the militaries of the other nations also realize and are familiar with Bible prophecy. You know, Christians and the general society, they don't think that the government has any interest in prophecy. Well, they're for you to believe that, you are incorrect. You don't understand nations. You don't understand governments. You don't understand the personality of nations. You remember at the time of Christ, remember when the Magi came from the east bringing gifts of gold, myrrh, and frankincense to give to the Christ child? And remember what happened when they came into the area surrounding Jerusalem? See, these weren't just people coming on a camel. There were quite a few people. And these people had a small army with them protecting them as they came into the area following a star, following prophecy. These Magi, they knew that Christ was born, and they came, and he was a child, and they wanted to bring gifts to him. Well, when Herod found out about it, he knew that the Jewish people had their prophecies, and in their religion, they knew that there would be a Messiah that would come and be born, and they knew that this Messiah would replace Rome as power, there would be a kingdom that would replace the power of Rome. Well, Herod was fully aware of the prophecies and the teachings of the Jews of the time. Exactly the same with the United States, England, Russia. Does Russia know its prophecies? I do believe they do. Does Vladimir Putin know the prophecies about Russia? I believe so. I think that he's hoping that maybe he's not the one that's going to invade Israel, because Russia is going to be destroyed. 5/6 of the army that invades is going to be annihilated. this government, there has been directives from the Pentagon to watch all of the churches that have prophetic ministries, to watch these ministries. Why would they be interested? Because within the Pentagon, within the armed forces, within the government, there are children of the devil. And the children of the devil, they know the prophecies. They know these prophecies are real. They know and they study the book of Revelation. They study the teachings of Christ. You can go to a church that is, to an assembly that has been infiltrated by a Satanist, truly a Satanist, a devil worshiper. He preaches from the pulpit on Sunday morning, but is in ritual with sacrifices on a Friday night or some other night during the week at the during the satanic their days. And these men get up and they preach, and they're powerful preachers. And what do these Satanist preachers preach from? The teachings of Christ. They teach out of the Gospels. They don't like the teachings of Paul. They don't like the prophecies of the Old Testament. But they'll teach. People will listen to the teachings of Christ. And they get people to come in every Sunday to listen to Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. I'm just giving you an insight into that world and the governments of the world. The governments of the world. Pharaoh. Even Pharaoh, he knew when the children of Israel were in captivity. He knew that there was, according to the Jewish prophecies, there was going to be a deliverer who would come to free them. Well, we'll finish here. Finish this in the next segment. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1362HSP.com, the podcast. We'll be right back.
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Are you tired of your cabinets slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end, no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
Isn't it real? Are we a pair? Near at last on the ground, you in midair, send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss?
So the nations of the world, the rulers of the world, they're fully aware of the prophecies in the Bible. And the United States, it may be, would like to, hoping to provoke Russia into conflict to stop a big prophecy from occurring. The prophecy of Russia's destruction in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 upon the nations of Israel. The destruction of the forces that will come with Russia from Iran and from Turkey, from Ethiopia, from Libya, probably from portions, possibly Germany, some of the Stan areas, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, some of these areas. These nations, Russia is to be a commander to them, to help them militarily, to protect them, because they are going to be punished when they invade Israel. I firmly believe that the Pentagon of this country and the military commanders of this country, they are aware of Russia's prophecies. Many of these men in the military, they study the strategies of war from 6,000 years ago. All the big wars. The wars of Alexander the Great. And on and on. I do also know, and they study the Bible. And who within the armed forces or in the military, who would be most interested in studying the Bible? Well, it would be the devil worshipers. If they can crack the code, if they feel that they can crack the code of the Bible, they can find strategies to stop prophecies from occurring. They've tried to crack the code, but God in His wisdom has hidden things, and He even says in the book of Revelation that there were things that were to be sealed. And back at the time of Daniel, there were things that were written that were to be hidden. And even Christ, when He came, He said that He would tell His disciples of things just personally to them that were hidden through the ages. And He spoke to them in parables so that they would understand, but the others would not understand, like the religious world or the Romans. And in the time in which we live, the devil worshipers are trying to crack the codes in the Bible. And the codes they really are interested in is, how can we overthrow God? How can the satanic occult forces defeat God in direct battle? That big battle and their attempt to defeat God using spiritual occult forces and technology will be at Armageddon. It's not going to happen yet. Now, what is happening in Israel, we're not watching what's happening there because we're watching what happens in Ukraine. Well, I had made a comment a while back about Israel, and I'll just lay it out to you quickly, buried here in my notes, and I will find it as I go through these pages. Now, maybe I won't. In the book of Matthew, I've talked to you about this before. There's a verse, Matthew chapter 1, verse 17. And it says that all the generations from Abraham to David, there were 14 generations. And from King David to Babylon, there were 14 generations. And from the Babylonian exile to Christ, there were 14 generations. Why is that important? The number 14. from the time Israel became a nation to the present, to this very day, there has been 13 administrations in Israel. From the time that the United States, from the time that Israel became a nation here in America, there has also been 13 administrations. There have been actually, so far there have been 13 administrations. And I believe that in Israel, there's going to be another administration, a 14th. And I had stated that the president, the prime minister of Israel right now, he is Naftali Bennett. Well, as of today, Naftali Bennett, he announced that his weakened condition or coalition is going to be disbanded and the country is going to head into new elections. And it says that he's struggled to keep his unruly coalition of eight parties together since he took office a year ago. And the election, the new election is considered to be, it's going to happen in October or November. It's going to be Israel's fifth in 3 years. Now, here's what's very significant. The vote could set a stage for the return of power by longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu. Is he on the way back in? I'm not going to be able to finish today, but we'll finish a little bit more when we come back. Rick Rodriguez.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, so it appears as if there is an opportunity for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to once again become the prime minister for a third time of Israel. And opinion polls have forecast that Netanyahu's hardline Likud will once again emerge as the largest single party. but it remains clear whether he would be able to muster the required support of a majority of lawmakers. I believe he will, and I think I remember stating that I felt Netanyahu would return in spite of all the charges of his being so corrupt. Is he a corrupt person? Sure, I believe he is, but it doesn't matter. There were many corrupt kings of Israel in the past, and God still used them. Now, here's the thing with Netanyahu. Here's what is very important for we to understand. With the possibility of Netanyahu returning to power, it has a very significant meaning, and that meaning is this. The terrorist groups who call for Israel's destruction, these groups are fully aware of Netanyahu's resolve in protecting Israel and waging an all-out military action, decisive action in eliminating any acts of aggression against the nation of Israel and the Israeli citizens. They are aware that Netanyahu went pretty much total out on a full-scale war offensive, not just defensive, not just protecting defensively during the war that took place roughly a year ago. No, he went out to destroy the enemies. Naftali, or Netanyahu, he is still the real threat to all of these groups, to these forces in the Middle East, not just surrounding Israel, but also out away from Israel. Iran being one of the nations that was on Netanyahu's hit list, and still Iran is conscious of Netanyahu's resolve, again, to offensively move to neutralize any threat to the nation of Israel. And as tensions are going to increase, you're seeing them increase already, and they have started, Jewish voters they're not going to vote for a politician. This Bennett, who's there, he's a politician. He's not a man of war, a man of Netanyahu. This man is military to the core of his being. This man has resolve to take Israel's army and lead them in decisive victories over any nation that will threaten Israel, including the coming war with Russia and the Allies. Is Netanyahu going to be the fourth prime minister of Israel, and the one who rules the next administration? Naftali Bennett, he's ruling the 13th administration. Is Netanyahu going to be number 14? I think Netanyahu, he's young enough, he has the resolve, and he would probably be the choice, my choice, to go to war or to attack Russia or to go to war with Russia. And her allies today. What I think today, Rick Rodriguez, the present truth, join me again tomorrow. 1360 King Podcast. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for all the King Lamps and Nancy Radio Church. Talk to you tomorrow.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Green.